couple of weeks ago, we spoke to the Tasmanian Masters Games president, Steve Martin. They're coming up in October. And we've got him again on the show again this morning because there's been some more news. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Martin.
Since we spoke last fortnight or so ago, you've had 19 sports say that they want to get involved in the Masters Games. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a great result. There is 19 sports, plus there's another 9 or 10 that have shown interest but haven't responded as yet. So we're certainly quite keen to get them on board. And so that we can provide them more information, we've set up an information stakeholder meeting at the Ulson Sports Centre at 3 o'clock on February the 20th, which is a Sunday.
Okay, and that'll be good for people that have to travel from other parts of the state as well. Very diverse sports too, basketball, wheelchair basketball, boccia, show jumping, table tennis, 10-pin bowling, pickleball, which is very popular on the northwest coast. It's quite a very, very diversified list, I should say.
Yeah, it certainly is, Martin, and I'm really excited, and the committee is, in regards to the wheelchair basketball and boccia. As you know, we're trying to incorporate an all-ability sports program into this Tasmanian Masters Games. And they're two sports that have been identified by Paraquad out of Hobart that are coming up to talk with us further on incorporating them into the events of the Tasmanian Masters Games.
So when you set up the idea of the Games, did you have a number of sports in mind that would be ideal for you, or do you just take as many as you can?
Well, first off, we thought that probably about 12 to 15 would be, you know, great, as in signed contract, ready to go, put the registrations open in probably April, and away we go with those sports. But to get up front 19 sports is a tremendous result, and having another 9 that have showed some interest in coming on board, well, that speaks volumes that this event, there is a want for it to happen. And, of course, we're talking to, at the moment, local and state bodies. Now, we haven't even touched on the national bodies of these sports as yet, except we've got some interest from gymnasts out of Sydney at the moment that are saying, you know, it'd be great if gymnastics are involved, we'll come down. And they've notified us already. That's a great outcome, and it shows that there are people, even on the mainland at the moment, looking at Tassie, and if we can get this up and rolling as a first attempt, it'll be a tremendous result.
I staggered to get my mind around the idea of a master's gymnast, because, you know, normally you have to be young and supple, and I imagine that the bones will be a lot more brittle of some of these competitors, but they're pretty keen to have a go by the sound of it.
Well, yes, yeah, so, but if you look at gymnasts and their age when they're competing, they're probably not our age, Martin, but, you know, the more experienced gymnasts are probably anybody over 25, and they'll be able to come on board. And that sort of reminded me the other day, Martin, of our experience with the fire service when they had competitions. I would think there's a few old firemen that still like to do some marching competitions that could possibly be incorporated in the games as well.
Yeah, there's lots of possibilities there. And you know, when you think about it, you know, the fact that you've only just sort of scraped the surface as far as interstate competitors are concerned, the potential is huge. This thing's just building and gaining momentum, isn't it?
Well, it is. And we've been fortunate enough to know that, or to have, the Spirit of Tasmania has also provided in principles of support for these games, and that was based on the success of the 2017 Australian Masters Games. So, in talking with the CEO, Bernard Dwyer, they've come on board, and they're looking at what they can do to support the games, certainly promoting it on board the Spirit, and probably coming up with a package that will be attractive for people who come from the mainland to Tasmania. So that's a huge win again for us. And really, we haven't even hit our straps yet.
And the good thing from your point of view is that, I mean, you've got the platform there for them, but the tournament themselves, the on-the-ground stuff, a lot of it's actually organised by those sports themselves. So they put the feeders out to their competitors all around Australia and say, we're doing this in October, come and be part of it.
Exactly right. And we know that the sports tournaments or meets or competitions that we have in Northern Tasmania are of a quality. And the thing about it all is, Martin, as well, as we know with these veteran or experienced sports people, they come to enjoy what the region has to offer as well, whether it be the hospitality, the food, the wine, the brewery and the distilleries. And by the way, there's some sports involved too while you're here.
That's probably the agenda for a lot of them, I think. One of the things I noticed with the Australian Masters Games here in 2017, because I was one of the volunteers, is that you need a lot of volunteers, and no doubt you'll do that recruiting later on. But I know there were people from the University of Tasmania that were studying sports management and marketing and that sort of thing, and they thought it was wonderful. And I know from what I was reading about a week or so ago that they're back on board again with you this year, so that's fantastic.
Yes, we're working with Don College through Sherelle Preston, who helps teach the interested students in event management, which is a UTAS course, as you said. And we've got visions of that, extending that course in years to come, and Sherelle's working on that right at the moment. But to have young people on board to use this as a real-life experience that'll count towards their grades, I think is a great educational connection to the Tasmanian Masters Games, and it certainly ups its value to the community.
From their point of view, it's valuable exposure and an experience that they couldn't otherwise get.
Exactly, because basically, as in the school environment, you're going by textbooks or you might run a small event, etc. But to have, I'm tipping at least 20 sports on board against multiple venues, with different backgrounds, different needs, etc., these young students will certainly gain a valuable experience.
Yeah, it's going to be terrific. I guess what comes next? You've got a meeting, as you said, on Sunday week to talk to stakeholders and sports that maybe want to get involved. What happens after that, Steve?
Well, certainly we need a commitment from those sports after that meeting. We need to get serious because we need to have work on the registrations. We need to book venues. And then by the April of this year, we need to have the registration lines open, so interested people who want to participate in the games register online, pay the registration fees, and then work on their fitness coming up to the October Games. So there's still a bit to go through, a lot of work behind the scenes, and of course, whilst we're doing all that, we've still got to talk to some corporate partners. We need to also work on the welcome event, which we hope to make it certainly very attractive to people coming and visit the region.
Yeah, like an opening ceremony type setup.
Yes, Well, because it's only 4 days at this stage, the 2024 that we're going to springboard onto might even extend to 5 or 6 days, who knows. But in a 4-day format, we're hoping that we'll have one event for the participants, and they can come and enjoy each other's company, and of course what our region has to have offer, and we know that's great food, wine and spirits.
Yep, watch this space. There's plenty happening with the Tasmanian Masters Games, no doubt. We'll talk again soon, Steve, but thanks for your time this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thanks very much, Martin.